Check this out. I only have 5 spots left already for Elevate 2026 at the time I'm recording this. I only invite 10 men each year to go with me on this epic year-long coaching adventure of brotherhood and deep transformation, and this is my 6th year. If you've heard of Elevate before, or maybe this is the first time, but you're wondering whether this might be for you, know this. The men who do Elevate have typically achieved some level of success in their lives, yet still feel unfulfilled. They're men committed to rising above the distractions and compulsions, sabotaging them from living their fullness as men. And they're eager to be better husbands, better fathers, friends, bosses, just better men in truly meaningful ways. Elevate 2026 includes personal coaching with me for the entire year alongside a select group of men going through this experience with you. We also meet in person for an epic 5-day retreat in the North Carolina mountains about halfway through the year. You will be challenged to go beyond your comfort zone, but that's where the magic happens, where real change happens. And you'll be stepping into an inspired brotherhood with men who have your back and who will become your brothers for life. This journey helps you connect to and more fully live your deepest life purpose, more fully offer your authentic self, your unique gifts to your loved ones, to your community, to the world. Intrigued? Learn more. And if you dare, apply now at brianreeves.com/elevate. Now, this isn't for everyone, but if you think it might be for you, apply now. Just take the next step. This could be one of the greatest gifts you ever give yourself. 1 year. Real brotherhood, radical growth. Go to brianreeves.com/elevate. That's Brian with a Y, reeves.com/elevate for details and to apply. Remember, I've only got 5 spots left, so do not delay. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to Bridging Connections, formerly known as Men This Way. I'm your host, Brian with a Y, Reeves, former U.S. Air Force captain turned author and professional coach to men, women, and couples. Alongside me as co-host, my lifelong friend of over 40 years, Tate Arendt. Here we have the raw, real conversations we need to be having about the topics that matter most: relationships, purpose, health, spirituality, and more. Please subscribe to stay connected. All right, let's dive. What up, Tate?
Bri, why?
What up, man?
What's up?
Here we are.
Back at the house again.
Here we are again in Charlotte, getting ready. Today is the day.
Today is the day.
Driving up to Asheville for our annual retreat. How are you feeling? Like, really?
I feel the most relaxed I've ever felt, which makes me nervous. I feel relaxed and nervous about the upcoming retreat.
Yeah, I get that, man. Same as our 5th year.
Yeah.
This is our 5th year. So we've 50 men, give or take a couple men here or there. Some years we've had more than 10. Some years we've had...
I think we're exactly at 50 men that
have come through the Elevate year-long program.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is our 5th retreat. Yeah, similarly, man, it's like I feel it's like the nerves just hit me right now, I think, because it's a lot of energy we're about to
you said the nerves just hit you now. What are you nervous about?
Well, you know, this annual Elevate retreat, this year we're Elevate 2025. This is a modern day rite of passage where men confront their shadows and rise with purpose, bonded by truth, tears, and fire. Right, I love that.
Indeed.
You know, every year has its own flavor.
Yeah.
You know, it's co-created by us and the men that show up.
Yeah,
We've been working with these guys for 5 months now. I think this is really unique in the world of men's work, where we get to work with each other for so long and do some deep work, all of us together, and then we meet in person
to have a pinnacle experience,
this literally mountaintop experience. I mean, we're not on a summit of a mountain, but we're in the mountains.
Yeah,
you know, in North Carolina, and it's many of the men are meeting in person for the first time.
Yeah,
you and I are meeting many of these guys in person for the first time.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite parts is it's the physicality. It's like, you know, we've been online for and with, you know, very high contact, a lot of conversation and inquiry daily, and coaching, like almost daily in this program. And now we're going to all connect in person for 5 days in the mountains. I mean, you know, it's a roller coaster ride, isn't it?
I remember the first year being so nervous about, like, is it going to work? Like, is it going to make a difference? Is it going to be, is it going to fulfill on people's expectations? And I remember in that first year, you know, we talk about being moved to tears, like men in day two, not like we're making them cry, but like they're really touched by the experience, maybe for the first time in their life, being so deeply connected to other men in the most important ways and having the emotions just start to come online. And I remember going through that experience and experimenting with things and having that be such a profound experience. And then in year two, it was like, are we going to be able to do this again? Right? Can we repeat this? Yeah. And then we make these little tweaks. And in year two was, I dare say, more profound than the first year because of our intention. And then third year, I was kind of like, oh, we can do this. And then the fourth year was kind of like, we've got this locked, which was why I feel both relaxed and nervous, because I don't want to take this for granted, right? We've got to hold a lot. We've got to be really intentional at each moment along the way. But I think what I'm so impacted by, this is maybe my favorite week, certainly of our work together, and with the exception of some really special family vacation, like this is the week that I know that I'm going to be able to watch transformation happen over time in a matter of 5 days that has taken men a lifetime to come to. So I'm just profoundly touched by what we're about to go into as well.
Yeah. To get to see men, you know, it's so important. We've been doing this work, you and I together now, for 5 years, working specifically with men, and to see men come together in this way. And what I love about the retreat experience, like all men need to step out of their daily lives of the, to have a no demand place.
Yeah.
You know, one of my teachers, David Data, would call no demand. Like you need, a man needs a place where there's no demand being put on him. No kids to worry about, no wife wanting the attention, no job needing your presence or attention. I mean, how are we going to tend to the work, the inner work that we have to do if we're constantly
in life?
Exactly. And so being able to step outside of that, and some of the men that are coming, like we got men coming from three countries, a couple of European guys are coming, most here in the States, and a couple guys in Europe. And I mean, these guys they're business owners, they're entrepreneurs, they're family men, they're, you know, one of them is a manager at a Fortune 500 company. Like these are busy dudes. And the things that they have to do, and you and me as well. I mean, we both have full lives and families, and to make the decision though to step out of that into a sacred container where we just get to focus on the work that we're here to do for ourselves, our own personal growth work, is it's exciting. I'm excited to see these men come together in this way. Again, they've been getting to know each other and know us. We've been doing deep work already for 5 months. And now to step into this container in the mountains.
And I think most men have the experience of having other men in their life. Right.
Yeah.
They're like, they've had that experience in numerous ways.
I've known men my whole life.
Yeah. And men have men to talk about sports and politics and how to make money and how to do well at work
and argue over who's right about, you know,
whatever,
this or that.
I mean, that is a normal part of a man's experience. But what is unique and rare, I believe, is for men to be surrounded by other men that are up to something and to be having the most important conversations, to have be having the most important experiences that men need to be having in order to be fully enlivened, to get powerfully on purpose, to feel deeply supported. We one of the things that we talk about men, and I think that men really relate to, is that it's not that we don't know that we have people in our lives as men. There is a question in the background about who really has us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is a weekend where men get to know with certainty who the people are in his life that really have him for what is happening, what is going to happen, and for what they've been through.
Yeah.
I think that is a sacred experience that I dare say that most men haven't had in their life.
I know. It was a big revelation for me many years ago when I started doing men's work a decade ago that I had no idea. Looking back, it's so obvious, but I had no idea how little I trusted men.
Mm, yeah.
I didn't trust men.
Yep.
On some level, I didn't even really like men. And I'm a fucking man. What does that say about, about the conflict inside of myself?
What didn't you like about men? What say more about that.
Well, like you said earlier, I wanted to talk about things beyond what most men wanted to talk about, for one. It's like I could count on men to disappoint me. Mm. I could count on men to not follow through with their word. Like I could count on men to be not count onable. I didn't know of men who would really hold me accountable to me showing up as my best self, but in a way that didn't just demean me, or try to cut me down.
Yeah.
The bro code, I could trust that men would stay quiet if I was doing stupid things that harmed me or others. And on a deep, deep level, I that makes men untrustable.
Yeah.
And then makes me not trust myself. Anyway, it's just a shit show all around. And again, men are competitive, even with my own father. Yeah. So there was just so much for me. I was in the military, in a fraternity. I just never really felt safe around men to be my authentic self.
Yeah.
I was either looked on as like, I just want to talk about weird shit. I was just always the weird one in my circles who cared about things that are guys like, dude, just, it's like,
stop thinking about it.
Or just what we should be talking about is ass in sports. I love ass and I love sports, but I've always wanted to just get deeper, and explore what's really going on beneath the surface of my life and life in general. So, coming into circles like this,
we've been having a really rich conversation lately about what's the next thing that we offer that is really deeply meaningful. And I think foundationally what we know to be true is that this year-long experience is the most transformational experience that we offer, that we believe men have experienced in their life. Mm-hmm. A lot of coaching creates mountaintop experiences. Like, I'm a student of Tony Robbins, I've done all the work, but those typically are these mountaintop experiences where you have 3 or 4 days, 5 days even, to drop in and have an experience, and then people go back to their lives. And what I love about this program, this experience, this retreat, is it is a mountaintop experience, but on the back end of this experience, men get to really be on purpose for what matters most and get the skills and the support that they need to actually make the realizations, the insights, the powerful experience come into a reality. And as we think about, well, what's the next experience? One of the things that really became clear to me about you, Brian, is that since we met at the age of 10, and we had the sleepover experience where I've made you sleep on your floor, and not go there. Hey, it's okay.
No, Tate was my childhood bully. We're gonna call it out. He was
just the emotional bully. I wasn't a physical bully.
He actually never physically abused me, but he terrorized me.
But I vividly remember sitting in your room with the window open, looking out on the stars, and you having a conversation about, look at all the stars and the sun and the life force that was out there. And you began to help me make connections of what was possible in the world, what opening up what my imagination was about what could be. And as I think about like who you are, Brian, what one of the things I'm most excited about for these men is that you're just your presence. You know, you have this mantra, which is my presence is a gift. And it is, because what happens in this retreat space is that by being in proximity to one another, and not just you, but us as men, that we will get to begin to make connections that have been confounding us, that have been confusing us, that we have not intuitively known how to handle situations in our lives, that things start to crystallize in a really important way. And I really acknowledge you and admire you, and just note that your presence is going to help these men make connections, the most important connections that there are for them to make, to leap over the struggles that they're currently having into solutions that really would serve them.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I received that. Thank you. You know, as you're sharing that too, like there's a couple guys that I even at this retreat, like there's a few. Again, we never know what's really going to unfold. We have a curriculum, we have an agenda, we have a whole arc of an experience, and there's magic. We make room for magic to unfold. And I already just know there's a few moments that I'm so excited for with particular guys, because I can see so clearly what is in their way. And it isn't for me to break them through, to pull them through. It is our, yours and mine as the facilitators, and the space, the mountains, the magic of the mountains and the land and that environment.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, because I know, I see it coming. There are going to be these moments where these men have that epiphany, that aha, and now they're on the other side. And what's on the other side is men in their power.
Yeah.
Men in their authentic power, like men connected to their spine in a way that they've, many have not felt connected to before.
Yeah, and what's happening for me right now is the afterglow of this experience, I'm vividly remember kind of the month following, is that the peace that accompanies that power. I think there's often this place where men can feel powerful but not be at peace with the power that they have. And this is the convergence of those two worlds in a way that really is very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I go back to that not trusting men, and the reason, you know, one way of languaging that, I didn't trust men because men always, the experience was men were either gonna have power over me or just try to take power from me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and what we're up to here, which I think is so vital, is we're this whole journey is about helping men step into their power in ways that are not disempowering to others. And so like we get to be, you know, kings amongst kings, powerful together.
Yes.
And that is something that few men ever get to experience. And that is something that few intimate partners of men.
Yeah.
Get to experience.
Well, and what's lighting up for me is I'm thinking about one of the things that we do at this retreat, and I'm the stickler of not giving stuff away, so I'm going to stick with that. but we do it with games. We do it with fun. We play. We have the depth of the deepest conversations around fire, but also, you know, the great gift that one of our assistants, Jonathan, has given us is the gift of improv and games, comedy as a part of it. Yeah. We've got musical elements that come together. We've got competitive games.
Right.
We've got deep reflective journaling time. Yeah. We've got, you know, one of my favorite things that I think we added in year two, and it's gotten better and better every year, is because we've grown to know these men so deeply, each and every one of them, we've got very specific things that we will challenge them on.
Yeah.
Right. That is specifically for that man.
Yeah.
That is, is custom made, tailored for the breakthrough that he says matters to him.
Yeah.
Like we, it's just the breadth of all this. I'm actually getting more excited now.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's why I want to do this special podcast episode of this special episode of Bridging Connections.
Yeah.
Because this is a sweet moment. You and I live on opposite sides of the country.
Mm.
So we don't get to be in person as much as we would want.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, we've added an Ireland retreat.
Yeah, in September,
which if you're listening, we got 3 spots left. We're inviting 14 men, 11 spots of, no, 12. Shit, we only have 2 spots.
Yeah, we got two spots. We only have two spots.
You're right. We only have 2 spots left for our week-long retreat in September of 2025.
Yeah.
It's,
which is really an extension of conversations about surrounding men with men that are up to something, with diving deep into purpose and what men really want to be oriented there, how to really thrive in their relationships, how to leave a legacy and heal the legacy of their family, and how to step into power in ways. Yeah. It's going to be really an extension of this retreat, which we've found to be maybe the most impactful thing that we do.
Yeah, and I wanted to do this episode, have this conversation on the day we're driving up, because as you know, Tate, I mean, one of the things we stand for men is celebrating.
Yeah.
Celebrating the ways in which we are succeeding, the ways, the victories we are having in our lives. Because you know, that's our perennial challenge. We just, we have one little victory and we're off. Even notice what I just said, one little victory, just minimize the shit out of victory.
Yeah.
It's like, we're off to the next. Check, got it. Yeah. And we don't stop to celebrate and honor. And for a lot of men,
feel the success of the lives that we're building.
Well, and a lot of men aren't being celebrated by the people around them either.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was just important for us to just hop on and take a snapshot of where we're at and celebrate, man. We've created something really special.
Yeah.
That's served a lot of men and served us and our families, the ripple effect into the lives of other people that are around those men. Like, man.
And I'm present to the men that are listening to this conversation, even the men that are coming to this weekend, is that men are usually in one of 3 stages in their life, right? They are either getting ready to head into a storm that they have never been in before, that they haven't seen, and they certainly haven't navigated themselves through yet. They are in the middle of a storm that has them swirling in their life, disoriented, lacking power, numbing out, you know, lone wolfing it, doing the things that are not helping him deal with the storm, but he's in the midst of it still and not knowing exactly when and how he's going to find his way through. Or he has found his way to figure out how to get through the storm, and he's now on the other side of it, and men that are listening, the men that are coming are in one of these 3 stages. They are either heading into a storm, in the middle of one, or on the other side of one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know. I think that's such an interesting, it's such an interesting understanding, because a lot of men, you know, a lot of men, if they're not in a storm, like things are going good. And there's couple things that are true about that. One is that they either think things are always going to be this good, and that's just not how life works.
Yeah.
Right. So they don't get resourced in the way that they need to, especially with men around them, or they have nowhere to share their wisdom that they've gained.
Yeah.
Right. Men that are in the storm, most men don't have anybody.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody to be by their side.
Yeah.
Really. In those storms. I mean, even you and I, we've gone through storms early in our life before we were really clued in to the importance of this work. And we just kind of watched each other go through. We didn't really know how to.
Hey, over there.
Hey, good man. All those stupid things you're doing. Yeah, good luck. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. Let me know.
That's right.
We had no idea how to powerfully support each other
in
some of our these times.
Yeah.
And then there's the guy that's heading into it.
Yeah.
And that guy also probably doesn't have anybody kind of helping him, you know, ease. Look, we can't avoid the storm.
That's right.
But what we can do is get resourced.
Yeah, and rather than ignore the storm that's coming, white knuckle it alone while we're in it, or just feel relieved and want to go back into checking out once you're through it. There's different ways, right? It's to get resourced before you head into the next storm, to have a community of trustable men by your side to help you navigate it so that you're not alone, and to have a group to, for you to share the wisdom of your pain, to turn that into purpose work on the other side of that, and just know, hey, and to not have to linger too long in any of those spaces, because the transformational fires of life is what helps us get to a place of where we feel more fulfilled about the things that we're going through. And I'm so excited because this is like a pinnacle moment for us, but we're planting the seeds for the guys that are listening to say, like, if these things are lighting you up, if you know that there's a different way that you want to be living, if maybe at one point in time you were connected to men in your life and somehow or another that connection has been lost, but you know, I had a buddy of mine reach out just this week. He was like, man, I'm really interested in hearing what's going on with you and the men's work that you're doing, because I have a sense that I could really use that right now. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of men right now that know that, man, I could really use that right now.
Yeah, man. I think with my entire being, I know all men need a group, need to be surrounded by trustable men.
Yeah.
And tragically, few men have that in their lives. Yep. They're lucky if they have one. Yep. Most men have none.
And they don't know how to build it.
They don't know where to find it, how to build it.
Most men develop deep relationships in high school and college, and then thereafter, the depth of connection that they're longing for, they don't know how to create that. They don't know how to foster that with the men that are around them, because it's just kind of like going into the abyss and trying to figure out, hey, is anybody out there that cares? Anybody out there that's willing to have my back? Do I know how to have the back? And so what they do is they just they go into the storms alone, they white knuckle it, and they breathe a sigh of relief but brace for the next thing.
Well, so man, I guess we got to start packing up the car. We got to go do the thing we're talking about.
We got to do it. We get to do it.
It's so, oh man, this is a good moment. This is a sweet moment.
Yeah.
You know, on the precipice.
Yeah.
I'm definitely all of the men, as I said, we, you know, we've been seeing there. We have ways where we stay in contact almost every day as guys want it.
There's definitely.
We've created this beautiful container for profound conversation and connection and inquiry. So it's fun seeing all the messages and the videos of guys that are that are in transit in airports, and some guys are already meeting up. And so we got to go pack the car and start going. But if you're a man that's listening to this, or you're a woman who's connected to a man that you know that, like, this he's whatever, really he's a good man, is but if you know he needs to be surrounded by, he needs trustable brothers that can not solve his problems or fix, this isn't about fixing each other.
That's right.
That's one thing we stand for. We're not here to fix each other or solve each other's Nobody is broken. We're all adults.
And we get into patterns that don't serve us.
Right.
So the problem is not the man. The problem oftentimes is the pattern that he's in. And so the good news about that is, because we don't need to be fixed, there's opportunities to change our patterns, and the patterns give us the fullness of next and possible.
And man, when you get, you know, 10, 12 guys, I mean, with you and I, we're 12 guys every year.
And then we got two assistants coming for this retreat. So 14 men.
It's such a profound.
It's so rich.
14 trustable men. That's the key, trustable. So, if you're potentially interested in the Ireland retreat, like I said, we got two spots left, September 2025. Just hit me back, email me at brian@brianreeves.com. And Brian with a Y, R-E-E-V-E-S.com. Just write, let us know you're interested in that retreat. We'll send you information. If you are interested in going on a year-long journey with us, in this Elevate experience, Elevate 2026 will be starting, beginning of the new year. We'll be opening up enrollment soon for that. But be the early bird. jump in, dive in. Also, just email me. Let me know you're interested. We can set up a conversation with you and get you started on.
And we'll have some early perks for the guys that really, you know, we've had guys that have joined in July and August. And if that's the case, we've got some special things planned for those guys who come on board early.
Deep breath.
Let's do it, buddy.
Here we go. Are we ready?
I don't know if we're ready.
We're never ready, but we do it anyway.
Here we are.
We're going to leap anyway. All right, man. Well, it's an honor to do this work.
Truly. Honor of my life, man.
All right. Thank you all for listening to this special episode of Bridging Connections. We'll see you in the next one.